Now for our last feature. Derek James has written about George Swain, who chronicled the City Blitz. The feature is read by Peter Walsh.
When the Second World War started, there were Londoners staying in Norwich who were glad to go home for weekends and get some sleep. Long before the capital city had even heard a bomb, Norwich was a frequent target, and many people believed the Luftwaffe was using it for target practice. They called it the Novice's Run. The facts speak for themselves. By the end of 1944, there were more than 1,450 alerts in the city. 670 high-explosive bombs and 25,000 incendiaries were dropped. More than 330 people had been killed and 1,100 wounded, and 30,000 houses had been damaged, more than 2,000 of them beyond repair. While men, women and children ran for shelter when the siren sounded, others went to work. Police officers, firefighters, ambulance crews, wardens and messengers, and other civil defence workers, and a very special man with a camera. His name was George Swain, who died 35 years ago. He was one of the most talented and certainly the bravest photographers to have recorded life in the city, and it was after the war that he produced his little book, Norwich Under Fire, published by Jarrold. He wrote, "I loaded my camera and set out for places where bombs were dropping. I felt that mine also was a war job. It was not with any idea of making a book that I took these pictures. Some were commissioned for official records, and others were taken because I felt that such opportunities to picture historic events at the moment of their happening ought to be seized." George added, "We, who were here when it happened, have in our minds the unforgettable pictures of Norwich under fire. The night when the flares dropped by the enemy floated slowly down like fireworks, so bright we could have read newspapers by them. The night when the sky was filled with red sparks rising and the noise of the walls falling went on after the last bombs had dropped and the all clear sounded." His busiest week of the war was the last one in April of 1942, the Norwich Blitz, when two terrifying night raids knocked the city sideways, causing so much death and destruction. They left the city in mourning, with a population more determined than ever to win the war. Writing at the end of the war, when much of the city lay in ruins, George reflected, "One of these days, perhaps we shall be able to sit down in peace and tell friends how absent what we saw and heard of the nights of which we could not speak or write at the time. We have much to thank George for."